This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Avionics manufacturer and OEM supplier Avadyne Corporation has issued an urgent safety alert following reports of incorrect altitude and airspeed information being displayed on some Integra EXP5000 primary flight displays manufactured or serviced in the past 7 months. No resulting accidents or incidents have been reported. Should pilots encounter suspect PFD information in flight, Avadyne urges pilots to contact ATC for assistance, discontinue the flight at the earliest, safest opportunity, and stay out of instrument flight conditions. New technology will be brought to bear on Los Angeles International Airport's recent spike of runway incursions. Acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill calls the new runway status lights another valuable tool that will, quote, give pilots and their passengers another layer of safety against potential runway accidents, unquote. The red lights are embedded in the pavement, interface to LAX's ground surveillance radar, and will illuminate to alert the pilot of a taxiing aircraft anytime another plane is on the runway he's about to cross or approaching to land on it. When the lights go out, pilots are not to proceed without clearance from controllers. The FAA says the system has proven effective at Dallas-Fort Worth and San Diego International, improving safety without reducing capacity or increasing controller workload. At LAX, the city will buy the equipment, and the FAA will install, test, and maintain it. The estimated cost is $6 million, and testing is expected to start early next year. As of early this morning, there was still no word on whether Boeing or Northrop Grumman Eads had won the bidding for the U.S. Air Force's new KCX tanker contract. Official word from the Air Force now is not to expect it till Friday. Analysts generally say Boeing is the favorite to win the bid, but Governor Christine Gregoire of Washington State, where Boeing's KC-767 would be built, is already saying that if Boeing doesn't win, the state may pursue legal options. She tells the Seattle Post-Intelligencer those options could include seeking a congressional inquiry. The losing bidder is already entitled to appeal any decision to the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress. Given the billions of dollars at stake, it's a safe bet Friday's announcement by the Air Force will not end this story. Industry analysts have said a Delta-Northwest Airlines merger appears to be unraveling. Now, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer quotes an open memo from Delta CEO Richard Anderson, which says Delta has not reached terms that meets all its principles. The letter was also signed by Delta President Ed Bastian. It says Delta expects a deal which keeps the Delta name, keeps the headquarters in Atlanta, protects seniority rights, job security, and career opportunities for its employees, preserves pensions, and strengthens its international network. Quote, we will not complete a transaction unless all of these conditions are met, unquote. Industry consultant Robert Mann of R.W. Mann & Company observed, quote, this is kind of a 2x4 across the head of the Northwest Merger Committee to either get in line or be the one that killed the deal, unquote. Meanwhile, over at Northwest, CEO Doug Steenland issued a somewhat more optimistic memo which said, quote, consolidation among the network carriers is inevitable, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Eclipse Aviation christens its new service center at Albany. A United flight veers off a runway on landing at Jackson Hole. And U.S. Airways adds a surcharge for a second checked bag. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we look back to February 2006, when now-bankrupt Adam Aircraft was celebrating the first flight of its second A-700 very light jet. And ANN's Jim Campbell was getting a very bright outlook from Adam's sales chief, Joe Walker. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.